Hey everybody, I have to tell you about a shocking experience that I had yesterday. I don't know if I already mentioned this. The trainer went home for the weekend and I decided that Taylor could already stay with me. I was very, very much looking ahead to the weekend because I was very, very exhausted, and I hoped that we would just have a very lazy time, drinking coffee, recharging, and then the short walks with Taylor started to go very nice and easily, and he was more and more obeying me outside, and I knew the way. I wasn't so excited anymore. And then yesterday, at my walk in the afternoon, a terrible thing happened. For me, it was terrible. Even though everybody is healthy, nobody's hurt, everything is okay again, but it was shocking anyway. I was on a meadow, and the trainer, he told me during my walk to the meadow, Taylor should walk next to me, so I should take him on a short leash, and when I'm on the meadow, then I should give him the long leash and let him get busy and sniff around and everything. And I don't know how this is called in English, but I think you all know those leashes that automatically unroll when the dog is pulling, and then they roll up again when the dog is coming closer to you. So such a thing I was supposed to use. And so I did, and I was on the meadow, everything was nice. And then Taylor seemed to see something in the bush next to the meadow. And he made a big, big, big jump and was in there, in this maze. It was not normal, like small single bushes, but they were really high, had really big branches and thorns also. And I called him and he didn't come. And I knew that something was wrong because this is working very well already. He comes when you call him. And so I followed the leash into this maze. And then I suddenly heard Taylor started panting, but not this normal, I'm excited, I'm outside, I'm gasping, but really panting badly. And I followed the leash and I disentangled the leash that had, flung around different branches, and I came closer and closer to the dog. I told him to sit, and he did. And I came closer and closer, but I had to break through all these branches, and it was very difficult to get in there. And then after such a long time, I finally reached my dog, and I saw that he was lying on the ground, and that the one part of the leash that was very, very close to his collar was wrapped around a branch close to the ground several times and in knots already. And then I wanted to take him off this leash and just put the short leash that I had in my bag on him, and then I saw that the fastener of the long leash wasn't even at his neck anymore, but so far towards the ground and on his chest, and the leash, it was so pressed against his body and against his chest, and it just looked so terrible. And then I took off the fastener, and on the fastener of my short leash, and then luckily Taylor managed to get out of this leash that had flung around him also, and then we went back, and I took him home on the short leash and in his crate for an hour just to calm down again, and in the evening I went back to the meadow with a sighted friend, and we looked for this damn leash that was still in the bushes, but we couldn't find it. And we went there again this morning, but we couldn't find it either. And now I had to organize a new leash of this kind, because it was just impossible to walk him with only a short leash, because I'm not allowed to take him into a free run yet, and luckily I found a woman who came over and brought her leash, and we also looked for another part of this meadow where he couldn't reach these bushes, and now everything was very new again and very difficult. But now in the early afternoon I took him out for a walk again with the new leash on the new meadow, and it went very well, which was so relieving. But it was so stressful, and I was hoping that the weekend would be all quiet, and now such a thing happened. But all in all, the dog is great. He's really, when I'm calling him on the meadow, he comes. And he comes and looks at me and is like, yeah, what can I do for you? What are we going to do now? And so full of joy. And it's just, I was a little bit annoyed again about the trainer, because he showed me this place there, and he stood by my side when Taylor got into this maze a few days ago. And I asked him, what do I do when I'm alone and this happens? And then he said, well, then you've got a problem. Very cool. And now I had this problem and he wasn't there. And yeah, but I'm happy that there are only 2 weeks and I left, and I will learn a lot of things. But I think Taylor and I, we can be a great team. I think you can already say this, that we are just, we can be very good friends, I think, and very good partners in working.